Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin sa programa singer and songwriter Benjamin Trillado. Magandang araw, Benjamin!
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic? And tell me, what keeps you busy while staying at home?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Such strange times, I think, for all of us. But I've just been able to spend a lot more time writing and learning about production and, yeah, that kind of thing.
That's good. So it's a productive quarantine or stay-at-home months for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to be productive. Sometimes it's really easy to do nothing, though.
Yes, that's true. How about your work? Your work is not affected by business closures?
Yeah, so I just work at, like, a car park. So they pretty much, they're still opening, so it's not hasn't been affected. But gigs have definitely been affected, so playing shows and stuff like that, it's kind of not really happening. So a lot of musicians have turned to going online and doing a lot of live streams. So I've been doing a bit of that.
Do you miss singing on stage?
Yeah, definitely. I miss, like, sort of just going to gigs and the being able to just be with friends and watch live music and that kind of thing. But I guess we just got to do what we got to do, you know, to get through it.
It's really different when you're watching a live gig or, you know, if you have that physical connection with people. It's quite different from just doing it online.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's talk about your new song, your song entitled Worth.
I wrote this song about last year, and I just been playing it at a lot of shows, and a lot of people gravitated towards it, so I decided to release it about maybe 3 weeks ago now. And the song is about recognizing your self-value and understanding that you deserve a place in this world, because as a queer person, I grew up struggling to come to terms with my sexuality, and Worth talks about the struggles that I faced accepting myself and owning my queerness.
Talking about struggles, what were your struggles coming out as gay and Filipino at the same time?
Yeah, I guess a lot of Filipinos are quite conservative, and it was definitely a scary thing as a kid, because my parents were quiet. They would say things in passing that would be quite offensive. And that's kind of just how they grow up. They grew up, and a lot of Filipinos grow up, we kind of learn that behavior, you know. And yeah, it was pretty difficult. I was a very quiet kid and always kept to myself, and really, really struggled to face that I was gay. But yeah, as I got older, I definitely found a lot of inspiration from media and seeing other artists and stuff come out. That was definitely inspiring for me. And I came out when I was around 18 to my parents. And yeah, they were really loving and supportive, and I'm very, very lucky to be able to have them. They totally understood, I'm just very thankful for that.
So what held you back was actually fear that they would reject you?
Yeah, it definitely was that, and it was kind of like not being able to be the person that maybe I thought they expected of me. And that really scared me, the idea that I wasn't who they thought I was. Yeah, and that they wouldn't accept me for that.
Okay. Can you take me back, Benjamin, to the time when you told your parents that you were gay? What was their reaction, if you can remember?
Yeah. So I first told my dad. It was super late at night, and I just burst out crying, pretty much. Like, it was a moment where I had held a lot of things inside for so long, and that was kind of the tipping point, and I had to say something. So I told my dad first, because I felt like it would be the most difficult. And yeah, he was amazing. We just cried a lot. And yeah, he was just like, I obviously still love you and everything, and That was very comforting to hear. And with my mother, my dad told my mum the next day. She came to my room and she just asked me if it was true. And I was like, yep, it is. And she just hugged me. And yeah, that was pretty much all the confirmation that I needed, you know.
And you had to wait a long time before you told them. At what age did you realize that, you know, you were gay?
It's hard to pinpoint an age, but I guess like when I was like 14, 15, I started to realize something was maybe different. And then, yeah, I think when I was like 16, 17, I definitely knew. And yeah, and I decided to come out when I was just about to go into year 12 because I didn't want to sort of deal with the stresses of having to deal with year 12 and then also hiding a huge part of my identity.
How about coming out as gay to your friends?
It was more probably easier. Just telling my best friends, they were like, yeah, that's cool. You know, a lot of kids are, like a lot of younger people are very, very much accepting. So it was pretty easy coming out to a lot of my friends.
If you can also remember, when was the time you were able to really say, you know, I'm free and I can just be who I am?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I guess it was honestly probably right before I told my dad. I kind of just, I never really faced it to myself that I was gay. I never really said it aloud.
Yeah.
And I think like that night I actually looked into the mirror and I said it to myself and I was like, I know that this is who I am and I need to be able to live my life fully and be able to express myself completely and not be scared. I was just tired of living a life where I was scared.
Yes.
I don't think anyone wants to live in fear or live as if they're not being themselves. I guess it was that moment, but it was definitely a bunch of moments in my life where they just built up and I needed to be myself.
Part of the process as well is, you know, having a strong support network for you to get through that, you know, that phase. You had a strong support network.
Yeah, definitely. Like my family is so loving and accepting. It's definitely such an important thing to have, especially as a queer person, because a lot of the time you feel very alienated and you feel very alone. And it's so important to have people around you that accept you for who you are, because we all need that support. Like as a human, we need humans and we need interaction and family. And I guess I have that, and I'm really, really grateful for that.
You serve as an inspiration to younger people out there who are, you know, afraid to come out as gay as well. What message or advice can you give to them?
I guess come out when you're ready and when it's safe to do so. I know that for some people it might not be a safe thing to do. They might have bad repercussions. That's a very, very real thing that still happens today. But I think it's important to find people that you know that will love and support you.
Yes.
Sometimes that might not be your family, but you can find people out there that definitely love you for who you are, and speak to those people. Speak to anyone that you know will accept you or will be comfortable. And then I think from there, you can start thinking about telling the people that you might be scared of.
And back to the song, Worth. What is your favorite line in the song you wrote? And if you can sing it, I would love that.
What would it be? I guess it would just have to be the chorus. That chorus is the central message of the song. Now I can't even recall it off the top of my head, but Of course. I am worth every second that I'm living. Mm. I deserve every breath that I've been giving. No, I won't go if I know that I'm not alone. And that's really the central message that I'm trying to give out, that we're all worth a place in this world. And, we deserve to take up space, and we aren't alone in our struggles.
Wow. I love the message of your song, Benjamin. You always write really beautiful songs that cuts through the heart.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you're also launching your single via a virtual home tour. This is something
new.
Yeah,
I decided, since we can't go out and I can't actually play normal shows, that I would just decide to do one at home. So I decided to do it in different parts of my house instead of different cities, you know.
Yeah.
So on the 17th of July.
That's Friday.
Yeah, that's right. That would have been in my bedroom. And on the 24th of July, which is Friday, that will be in my bathroom at 8 p.m. And on the 31st of July, it'll be in my kitchen at 8 p.m. And I'll have some special guests for each of those live streams that will be happening on my Instagram. If you just follow me at Benjamin Trelada.
You have guests as well?
I had Huey on. He's a really, really cool sort of soulful artist. And this Friday coming up, I'll be having my friend Miller, who's another folk singer. And then the week after, I'll be having someone named Huck Hastings, who's a really cool indie rock singer-songwriter. And all of the guests that I have are queer musicians. I just wanted to highlight that there are a lot of local queer musicians that are doing some amazing music as well.
Guys, that's going to be on Friday, 17th, 24th, and 31st of July.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Where can they listen to your music as well if they want to download your song? I know your song is also on Triple J on Earth.
Yeah. It's up on Triple J on Earth. You can go give it a review if you like, if you enjoy it. And it's also on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play and all that stuff. So if you just type in my name, you'll be able to find me on pretty much all of the music platforms, even YouTube as well.
Okay, and I forgot to ask, how was the production of the song? Are there people you want to thank for helping you out, put this song out there?
Yeah, so it was mixed and produced by a guy named John Osteer, and he is just amazing and awesome to work with. He did a lot of making the song sound very spacious and very big, but still keeping it quite intimate. He's amazing, and I definitely want to thank him for that. And also Joe Cara, he mastered the song and just made it sound even crispier and beautiful. I definitely want to thank him as well for that.
There you have it. Thank you very much. And once again, we have Benjamin Trelado.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.